Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line.
Take a chance,
honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
All right, 405. I do love this stupid song. Big Bonagle here with you. All right, time for the Chicken Chance Parlay. Just three dogs parlayed together. See if we can hit them. Every one of us failed last week. We'll try to get it going here. Fugelman, you want to start?
Sure. I already alluded to one. I'm taking the Rams, even though I like the Cardinals, because if I got to take a chance on somebody, let it be Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay and Cooper Kupp against a team with no defense. The second game, you have it in your regular picks, the Broncos at home against the Steelers. Second straight road game for the Steelers to start off the season. We've talked about with the Jets how difficult that could be. They're flying to Denver, all the altitude, all that nonsense. And as much as I don't trust Bo Nix in that Broncos offense, like you said, the defense looked pretty solid in that game against the Seahawks. And this has, you know, 19-17 Steelers victory, maybe even written all over it, or 19th going the other way. I think this is a very close, low-scoring game. So I'll take the Broncos as a chance to upset them in that. And the last one for me, what would just add to the misery for the Jets of, hey, maybe that team that embarrassed you in week one is good but not great. Give me the Vikings at home because, one, I believe in Sam Darnold. I've talked about that, believing the Vikings can have a solid, close to 500, maybe flirt with a playoff spot season. They're at home, and most of the other dogs on this board, I mean, I can't even go near. So those are the three for me, the Rams, the Broncos, and the Vikings.
I'm going to have a little fun with mine. I'm going to take Denver as one of them, clearly. I really do believe they have a chance to win this game outright against Pittsburgh. I've already told you why. And then I'm going to have a little bit of fun. I understand they lost Love. I'm going to take a chance with the Packers at home against the Colts. Richardson is prone to making mistakes, and if not getting healthy, I think that one game against Houston is going to really make everybody think, with the injury to Love, that they have no chance in this game. Green Bay was supposed to be one of the better teams in this NFC, and the head coach has done a really good job with this team, and I think the defense is actually pretty good. I think they have a chance, even with the quarterback. And again, I don't know if Willis could play. I have no idea. We're going to find out, but I just still think this is a good quality team at home off that injury. I think they have a chance to win this game outright. And then the crazy one, I don't know if it's crazy necessarily, but everybody told me that the Panthers are going to be a far better team this year. Well, they were awful last week. But you know what? Even in victory, I didn't think the Chargers played well at all. I mean, the Raiders were terrible. And like we were talking about punting in, they just gave away the game. They had no interest in winning. I don't think he played that well. And I'm going to take a chance at +4.5. So if I hit this one, I'm really making some money. I got the Panthers +4.5, Denver +2.5, and the Packers +3. That's the take a chance parlay. And Marco, he gave us a chance to play. I forget him. When you're not here, I forget
I have
you.
Marco. So he cheated and went with the Bills because he just submitted his picks a little early. Took one of the best teams in the league.
No, he set it in at 6:17 p.m., so it counts.
It's like one of those rules I guess we hadn't covered that you can't. So smart by Marco.
Yes.
And then he has the Rams and the Bengals.
The Bengals. Nice. I like it. Take a chance parlay, which is something I came up with just so I could play the dopey song because I do love it.
And in part of that, it turned later on was because Marco doesn't like the song.
Right, but then
he's
he
a weird person
so
who doesn't
much,
like ABBA, and he's not even here today
to
hear it.
That's okay. I still enjoy it. But yes, that was part of the fun as well. And honestly, I don't even know if I would have done the opening to the pick segment with Football Sunday if Marco didn't almost die laughing.
Oh, I wish we had that
we
on film.
It. I know. He was just, I couldn't believe the reaction. I think he just, it was the intro was so long, he had no idea what it was. And then when he heard me sing, he just lost it. But yeah, the Football Sunday song that I made just to bother my wife on a drive up to Warwick. Didn't do it for work or anything. Did it strictly just to annoy my wife. You gotta love it. All right, let's get back to the phone calls here. We got an hour before 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. on this Football Friday. But there is pennant race baseball, and Jules in the Bronx wants to talk about it. What's up, Jules?
I'm thinking about the Yankees, but you got me off with the football now.
You can talk football. You can talk Yankees. You can talk hopscotch.
Yeah, I understand all that. You can't pick teams. It's way too early. It's still like exhibition.
Well,
the Giants are going to have a better record than the Jets.
Oh,
period.
Are you sure?
Period. Point blank, I'm positive.
I wish, Jules, I could take you up on that.
Oh, absolutely. If Dable can't get an offensive line after all this time, forget about it.
You think the Giants are going to have a better record than the Jets?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I know the Giants.
I'm a Giant fan, so I hope you're right.
I watched the Giants when Moe's Belly and, you know, Sam Huff.
Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah, way back. I used to go to Yankee Stadium.
I know, but that this Giant team doesn't have any of them. And last year, the Jets finished with a better record with Zach Wilson.
Stable guy. He's had enough time and draft his players, you know. So anyway, how come Parcells got William Roberts and he got Jumbo Elliott?
Yeah,
he
Jumbo
got him
Elliott
right away.
Jumbo, you know, I once got a. Something signed by Jumbo Elliott because Jumbo Elliott purchased the Dunkin' Donuts down the block from the Guitar Center I worked in. He became a Dunkin' Donuts owner of one of the stores right by a Guitar Center I worked at all those years ago. He walked in. I recognized him immediately. I had him sign like the back of some receipt or something. God knows what I had him sign.
Was he a cool? Was he a nice guy?
Yeah, no, he was great. And him and his wife would come in full.
That's cool.
Him and his wife would come in full. You know, Dunkin' Donuts regalia. Like they were working. They were owning a Dunkin' Donuts. It was, and he would come in frequently. I forget what he was buying, but there was like a month stretch where he was in the store a bunch. I don't know what was going on with him, but he was in the Guitar Center. I know that.
Man, that's cool. My brother started those Dunkin' Donuts. I remember I was a little kid. And my brother worked in Bergenfield. And I used to watch him when they made the donuts.
Sure,
and stuff.
Time to make the donuts.
Yeah, back in like, you know, 56. I was a little kid.
Sure.
Anyway, with the Yankees, all right? Don't even worry about anything now. They're going to get into the playoffs.
Sure.
And they got to go back to the way they were when they started the year. Everything went their way. They were lucky. It was just the way it was. It's just a crap shot now. I don't know why he gets into these prolonged slumps.
Well, I mean, he's really not. I mean, this is the longest homerless drought of his career. He doesn't really typically get into these long. That's why April was so puzzling, and now he's in this loan. He hasn't really. Jules, thank you for the call. He hasn't really gotten to prolonged slumps. That's what makes it puzzling. Now, he hasn't performed the same way. I think it's overblown that he's done nothing in the postseason. I mean, they haven't won, and he's never put them on his back at any one time. That is true. But overall, his postseason numbers are, you know, pedestrian. They're not awful, but they're not up to his standard. And the last time we saw him in the playoffs coming off the unbelievable record-breaking year, he was terrible. So it's time for him to step up. And right now, I mean, he's got another 15 games to get his act together, but he looks off. And even Soto, who hit the home run yesterday, that pretty much won them the game. I know it took a sack fly and then a jazz base hit to win it in extra innings, but that 2-run home run changed the feeling of the game, and he gets the walk off last night. Even he is in a bit of a slump right now. So those two guys are imperative. The Yankees won't win, plain and simple. When you build your team around Judge and Soto, you need them to be the force. Like, if you think they're going to win with them being cold, but, you know, Gleyber Torres and you know, Wells hitting, I got another thing to tell you, because you're going to need both of those guys. Here he is a little bit earlier in the hour. What's up, Brett?
Chris, first of all, you're not a Giants fan. You're a Yankees fan. You're a Giants. You're like my friends. You're a Giants hater. 99% of the stuff you say about the Giants and the last few years that I listened to you, well, the friends I had.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's why, you know, we don't talk anymore.
Right, yeah.
Because they have the same personality that you do.
Yeah, well, maybe you're the odd man out.
Hate them.
Yeah.
But then you and Fleas, you guys make me laugh.
Yeah,
you guys bashed the Giants. That's all Fleegs. Bashed the Giants yesterday. He's talking about it, the Jets, which is a joke. The Jets haven't been to playoffs in like 40 years. So, Fleegs, stop with that. And now you pick the Giants. You give them a sympathy pick. And then you follow by saying, this is the last time I'm picking the Giants. But correct. I know you'll change that.
No.
Yeah, no.
If they win, maybe. If they lose, it's the last time I pick them. This is the one.
So
team
why is it an
well
if? Why are you so negative? Like you act like they're gonna, you know, like they'll win, and I'm not gonna. Oh, I don't understand your logic there. Like either you're in or you're not, though. Like you got to ease up. And I'll tell you this: when I did the records with the Giants, we went through it, and I said the first four games I looked at. We all do this. I said 2-2 is probably what we're looking like, right? I had them maybe, you know, beating the Vikings.
Yeah.
And possibly losing to the Browns, definitely losing to, you know, beating Washington, possibly losing, winning or losing to the Browns, and then losing to Dallas. So 2-2. Mm-hmm. You can still get there. You got to take week to week.
Yeah, Chris,
you have the tank mode. You have them done. You know how you are. You watch. Yeah. Watch how you are in the next couple of weeks. And if they win, Sunday, you're going to say, oh, well, it was against Washington. They were supposed to do that. So
no,
you
not
can't win an
to.
Argument with you either.
Well, I mean, it's easy when you never shut up. You're doing quite well right now because you never stop. But let me, I'm telling you right now, like, what I've said is, and like, what bothers me the most is you want to say I'm not a Giant fan, fine. You want to say this, fine. I don't care. But to say that that I'm illogical, that there's no logic behind what I'm saying, like, it doesn't make any sense. Bro, they're awful. They're one of the worst franchises
in the
sport.
Your logic, you're not going to pick
them.
What
are you talking about? My logic of being unhappy with the Giants is pretty friggin' obvious, and it makes a whole lot of sense.
You're still rooting. You're still rooting. Be loyal. Well, what,
I can root. I am rooting for them. I am rooting for them.
Is that it? You're one of those guys? Really? Oh, I'm not going to pick them anymore. That's not a... Chris, a fan is sticking with the team. You can say, oh, Daniel Jones...
What are you talking about? What do you mean? If they can't win this game, I don't think they'll win another. That doesn't mean I won't root for myself to be wrong.
That's the end
How
of the
can
year.
I pick them?
17 games. That's the end of the year, Chris.
Yes.
Two games.
Yes.
All right, I guess the Dolphins
yes.
are done.
Yes.
They shouldn't have won
How
week
times?
One. They got
you
lit
want to go through
yesterday.
The seasons that have been dead by Halloween?
Can't make a
Brent, you got to stop talking. Can we have a conversation, man? I let you go longer than anybody thinks I should. Can you at least let me have a conversation with you? How many seasons have they been
go
done?
Ahead, Chris.
How many seasons have they been done by Thanksgiving and Halloween? You want to go count them? Because you're going to run out of fingers and toes. It's been a disaster. They're one of the worst franchises in the sport for a decade. Stop acting like there's some... Like you mentioned, oh, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm positive with the Yankees. Yeah, although they haven't won a World Series, every single year I'm in the same spot getting ready for the playoffs. The Giants are done 4 or 5 weeks in every single year. Like, stop acting like I'm being overly dramatic. They're terrible.
Not 2 years ago.
Oh, not 2 years
ago. I'm just correcting you.
Not 2 years ago.
Not 2 years ago.
The 1 year in the last
and
decade.
And they're right back to good old Chris. They're horrible again. Two years ago, we were there.
They
excuses
were the
by
did
Chris.
You watch them play?
Excuses. Now back to it again.
Did
Here
you watch
go.
Them? Did you back to it again? Did you watch them play last week? Did you watch them play last year? And they won the 1 year you're talking about. They won 9 games and barely had an offense. What? Do you, and then got embarrassed by Philadelphia. Stop. Stop.
I'll
bro.
Take it any Stop. Way we can get it
yeah,
as a
I
fan.
Mean, of course. I'm rooting for it too. You kidding me? I hope I'm dead wrong. I hope they win by 3 touchdowns. What are you talking about? Like, the idea that you can't be pessimistic about a group that has been, like you just said with the Jets. Oh, with Fliegerman over there with the Jets, he's got to be kidding me. They haven't made the playoffs in 13 years. So, is he a Jet fan for not rooting? Like, you're talking, you want to talk about me talking out both sides of your mouth. Jet fans aren't allowed to be positive, but Giant fans are not allowed to be negative. You don't know what you're talking about. You're a Giant fan who's overly optimistic. Congratulations. I hope you're right. Stop making it seem like the rest of us. And by the way, it's the rest of us versus you, Brett, because they're terrible. They've been terrible. Could they turn it all around tomorrow? Crazier things have happened. I'll be surprised. And yet, if they can't win this game, what game should I expect them to win? Like, if they can't beat Washington, what other game should I expect them to win? You don't make any sense, Brett. Here we go. Here's the tag team. Eddie and Rocklin. Let's follow them right up. What's up, Eddie? How are you?
Me and Brett, man.
You and
I
Brett.
Guess we're at the bottom of the barrel.
That's,
of the,
well, that's, the, you, know, you said it, I didn't.
That's all right. Listen, like I said, history doesn't lie, man. I won the the quarterback bet. So
you won the quarterback bet. I suppose that's true. They didn't draft the quarterback. They tried like hell, but that's okay.
Now let's talk about pretty much everybody said Buffalo was not going to win the division, and they had so many replacement players, they looked pretty stellar.
They've looked besides the first half, I guess, of week one where they allowed Arizona to jump out to a lead. Yeah, they looked very good in that second half of that game, and they kicked the crap out of the Dolphins last night, no doubt.
Right. So you would put them back at the top of the AFC East now?
Yeah, I mean, right now you'd have to just – the Jets lost for week one. I still think the Jets are going to win the division. But, I mean, right now in the power rankings, if we're doing it week to week, no doubt they're the team to beat in the division right now.
Do you think the Jets are still going to win the division defensive play that they did?
Yeah, it's one game. I do. I still think they are. It's one game.
All right, here's just two quick questions for you.
Yeah.
What would you think about Aaron Donald on the Jets?
I think it would be, it'd be great. It'd be funny having everyone call him Darnold. But, good. What's up?
And the other one would be, would the Giants be a playoff team if you got Belichick and Brady right now? Right now.
I don't know.
Starting this week,
like starting this week, like literally... Tom Brady out of the broadcast booth and into the game, or signed in the
offseason? Right, he's ready. No. He's ready. No. No judgment if he's not ready to play. He is at 100%.
Well, that's what I'm asking. You're saying he was like signed in the offseason. He's been there through training camp. He's been the Giants quarterback.
No, they call him up tomorrow, and they bring him in tomorrow. He's ready to play.
Are they a playoff team moving forward with Belichick and Brady?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe.
What do you think?
It's
a really fun question. You don't think they should reach out to Jimmy Garoppolo or Ryan Tannehill right now?
Yeah, Garoppolo's on the Rams. And what was the other name you said?
Tannehill.
No, not really, because I don't think the team is good enough to make the playoffs with Ryan Tannehill. You're talking about Tom Brady. If you can get Tom Brady in there, I suppose. I mean, it's an exercise in futility. I have no idea why we're bothering with that question, Eddie, but thank you. Appreciate it. I'm worried about this game. All right, I'm a Giant fan. I'm trying to figure out how they're going to lose it. Ben in Maspeth. What's up, Ben?
Hey, Chris.
I did them back to back, and I'm not sure. I thought for a second it might be a funny idea, and then I realized I'm just an idiot.
That was entertaining, though.
I suppose.
But you know, talking about no playoffs and championships. Yeah, I was driving down Broadway last night by Fulton late at night. I said, "says Broadway underneath." It says "Canyon of Heroes," and I'm like, "When's the last time there was a ticker tape parade in New York?"
2000.
All the teams we have, you know, between hockey, baseball, football. And now we go, you know, another season coming and, you know, same thing. It's you get that same feeling. Yeah. I've been talking about Daniel Jones since Sal was doing overnights. As I was telling him how I didn't like Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
I still don't think he's the guy. But I want to call about Jets. They dropped the ball. You know, they had, you know, NFC. Defending NFC champs chance to, you know, play a good game against them and, you know, showcase this win now team. And, you know, I know people will get mad. You say same old Jets. It did feel like same old Jets. Three and outs, defense on the field all the time. And, you know, by the fourth quarter, you got Tyrod Taylor in there already.
Yeah.
The game was out of hand.
No, they got beat up. They got beat up at the their offensive line and their run scheme just absolutely ran the ball down your throat. Now, again, I did see a drive from the New York Jets and a couple throws from the New York Jets that did not feel Jet-like. There was a Hall of Fame quarterback playing for the New York Jets. That has been a long time coming. So I don't know if that's the same old Jets, but getting beat up, yeah. And did they drop the ball? They had an opportunity. They had an opportunity to make a statement. They had an opportunity to prove to themselves that they're at the level of some of the best teams in the NFL and at the best roster in the NFL, and they proved that they're not as of week one. And hopefully that's a wake-up call, and hopefully this defense and this head coach gets his defense ready to play against the Tennessee team that he should be much better than. And hopefully they can bounce back. This would be a devastating loss. This would be a devastating loss for this team. It's one thing to lose to the 49ers. It's another to lose to this team and squander an opportunity to get off to the great start we've all been expecting. So this is a very important game. Very important game. It's not the end of the season because I still believe in the roster and I still believe in the quarterback. But this would be a major, major damper on what kind of team you think this is. And if the defense particularly looks the same, and, you know, Pollard in this run game are running it down their throat, then you really have to start to think if they have a major issue that's going to cost them the ability to become the team we all thought they could be. 425 on the Fan. McMonagle here with you. More of your fun phone calls. Anybody else have any other hypotheticals we can discuss? Come on. Let's do it. What if John Smoltz got out of the broadcast booth last night and closed for the Yankees? It could have been, might have been a different story.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
You know, maybe it was unfair of me to get all upset about that hypothetical question when Bill Belichick is, in my mind, quite literally a possibility for next year. And that's how I opened up the show about, you know, the Giants head coach and the Jets head coach and how already week two. Already week two. It feels like a pivotal week for both of these teams in different, you know, heightened levels where, you know, I don't know what kind, I don't know if the Giants can have a season if they lose this game. I don't know if that makes me a Giant fan's and Brett eyes or anybody else's eyes, but it just feels that way. No. I don't know what kind of season they have if they can't win this game. And for the Jets, it's more of just, well, how good are they really? How good is this defense really? If this coach can't get a better effort out of it, if they can't stop the run. I mean, there's a lot, you know, Coach Saleh, who clearly was as big a question mark as this team had heading in, has his first bit of crisis because that defense got run over and that was supposed to be a given and that's his baby. But Bill Belichick for the New York Giants feels somewhat plausible, right? I would think that he's not the kind of coach who just wants, I think he believes that he's got years and years, and why shouldn't he? Hopefully he's a healthy enough guy. But, I mean, I think he thinks he's got years and he could build something, develop something with this franchise, end his career where it kind of began. Like, I feel like that's plausible. I don't think he's this kind of guy who just wants to parachute right into a ready-made team and win a championship so he can, you know, get back even with Tom Brady. Like, I don't see it that way. It might happen if the circumstances are right, but I don't think he would avoid the Giants situation. I don't think he would avoid a bit of a project. I don't think he's looking strictly for just a parachute in and win with a quarterback. So Brian Daboll feels like he's coaching for his job. I'll tell you this right now. If the offense looks like it did last week, before they go ahead and play Cleveland, who's, you know, has their own quarterback issues, obviously, with Watson. But that defense last year, although got kind of, I wouldn't say lit up by the Cowboys in week one, but that defense in Cleveland last year was the best defense in the league, Cleveland at home. That was an historically good defense. Cleveland in Cleveland's defense was as good as it gets. And so now you expect this Giant offense, if they struggle against this lousy Commanders team who allowed Baker Mayfield to look like Aaron Rodgers, throwing four touchdown passes. If this defense shuts you down, how are you going to go play Cleveland? How are you going to go play the Cowboys? The season's going to be 0-4, 0-5 before you know it. Big week two. Four. Did I just say four? Ryan in Westfield. What's up, Ryan?
Big Mac, how are you, bud?
Not only is it 4:35, but it's the end of the week.
I know, it's crazy. First time, long time, Chris.
What's up, Ryan? How are you?
Really good, really good. I was trying to talk about the Yankees, Juan Soto, what a night, right?
What a night. What a couple nights for Juan Soto.
What a couple nights, yeah. But I really want to talk about Francisco now at this point. Like, Lindor, is he not MVP?
No, he's not. I don't really want to argue all the Met fans. I To me, Shohei Ohtani is the MVP.
Yeah, of course. 50-50, how can you not? But, like, come on. The guy plays every day. He's dancing. He's playing.
He's
gold glove shortstop.
Unbelievable. Everything you said is right. He's having it. But, I mean, you look at his numbers. He's like 160 points lower for OPS. He's going to finish with 20 less home runs. That shouldn't matter. Only the things you say should matter.
Not everything I say, but that guy doesn't play every day.
He does play every day. He plays every day.
No, the other guy doesn't play defense every day.
Well,
you know,
Ohtani, he plays every day. He's the leadoff hitter and their best player who's for a team that's going to win their division and get a bye in the postseason.
I pick Freddie Freeman over him.
Well, not that you might want that in an at bat, let's say, but he's
I hate the Braves.
Ohtani is the best. Ohtani's having the best season. He's going to be He's going to be the first player in history to go 50-50.
He's close. He's not there yet, boss.
Okay, but let's just say he does it. He's the first player to do 50-50. He leads the league in OPS, on base percentage.
He's not there.
Runs scored. Like, he's having a monster year.
Yeah, monster for sure.
Yeah,
but he's still not there yet.
Okay, I understand that, but I think he's going to get the stolen bases easy. He's got 48. I don't know if he stole one last night. He had 48 going into the night. He's got another 15, 16 games to play. He's getting two stolen bases.
I want to flip the combo. Okay. So Daniel Jones.
Okay.
What's your thought?
Soccer style kicker. No, I mean, what are my thoughts on Daniel Jones? They're not very positive. Yeah. They're not very positive. I'm very concerned that the Giants don't have a quarterback. I've been concerned in such a way for the last handful of years. He was awful last week. He has played traditionally better against Washington. I'm thinking that he has a chance to play better and give them a chance.
And I'm afraid, Big Mac, he's going to ball out this week. Everyone's going to be like, oh, Daniel Jones.
No, I don't think so. I mean, some people might. Brett in Long Island might. But I don't think a lot of people are going to talk about him and what this means off of one good. It's been a bunch of bad play. It wasn't just last week. And last week, I don't care how well you play. It's unforgivable to play the way he played last week. So we got to see. I'm open to him. I'll give him a chance then. I'll start to feel better about it. I'll say, okay, I'll start to give a credence to the idea that maybe a lot of his play was about rust. I've been saying this from the beginning of the year. I never thought Daniel Jones was as bad as he was last week. I don't expect him to be that bad over and over and over again. He hasn't been that bad for his career. I've went on the record saying some of the rankings where they have him the 34th best quarterback in the NFL behind guys who've never thrown a pass. I think that's ridiculous. I think Daniel Jones can be a starter in this league. I just don't think he's a very good one. And right now he looks broken where he might be worse than he's ever been. We'll find out. But I'm very concerned that he could be worse than he's ever been. And even at his best, I don't think it's good enough to win with. I don't think it's good enough to win a championship with. And that's why I've been a proponent for drafting a young quarterback when they had the opportunity, because I want this coach and this quarterback guru to get a chance to develop a young quarterback and move on from the $40 million that he's not worth. I know it's a bargain now. I know it's 15th or 16th highest paid in the NFL. Sure looked like a bargain last week, the $40 million. Looked like a real bargain. I don't think he's very good, but he won't. I don't think he's as bad as he was last week. And if he plays terrific on Sunday, I will tell you I don't think he's as good as he is this Sunday. That's how it works. He's somewhere in between, closer to last week. But I'm concerned he's broken, and mainly I'm concerned the Giants can't win with him, and he can't stay healthy. And if he doesn't win early, they're going to dump him because they can't afford to get him hurt and end the year on the IR and guarantee his contract. Aiden in Jersey City. What's up, Aiden?
How we doing, C-Mac?
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm doing very good. You were just talking to that guy, Ryan, before about Lindor MVP. That's why I called in.
Yes.
So even before yesterday's home run, I was wholeheartedly agreeing that Lindor was going to be the MVP.
Okay.
After yesterday's game, Shohei went from minus 2,000 to minus 650 on DraftKings.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that much of a draw.
That's because the guy deserves it. He plays every single day.
Well, what's Lindor? Minus what?
Lindor.
I mean, plus what?
Right now, he's plus 450.
So he's plus 450. Otani's minus 650. Yes, it's not as good as minus 2,000, but I would think that he's still going to win the MVP. And I would tell you, look, I understand he plays defense. No one is doubting or arguing that defense doesn't matter. His Gold Glove caliber play at the most important defense.
There's an award for somebody who plays the best offense, though. That's the Hank Aaron Award, and people win that every single year. Yeah. Why wouldn't Shohei win that this year?
He probably will, and the MVP.
Yeah, but he doesn't play half the game.
I understand that, but his value is so great offensively that it dwarfs it. You have to dwarf everybody else.
The Dodgers are such a good team that I wouldn't even think that the people on the Dodgers, I think Mookie Betts is way more valuable than Shohei Ohtani.
Mookie Betts missed 3 months.
No, he 100% did, and I understand that. But at the same time, two of the Dodgers, every single player on that team, I guarantee you that they say that Mookie Betts is the most valuable player to that specific team.
He wasn't there. How could he wasn't valuable on his couch? He wasn't valuable rehabbing.
He's been very valuable since he's been back in the lineup, because if you look at how they have done record-wise since he's been back in the lineup, he 100% has lifted that team way more.
And Ohtani kept them in first place this entire time without him, leading off, hitting more home runs than everybody else in the National League, scoring more runs than everybody else in the National League, having a higher on-base percentage, slugging, OPS. He's the best hitter in the league. He's carried a team that had, up until the other day, the best record in the National League and is going to win their division and get a bye through the wild card. Like,
I do understand. And the Vegas odds are telling you that Shohei's going to win.
Right.
I just have one last question for you.
Yes.
Okay, so there are two teams that are going to be going after Soto at the end of the year.
I think it's down to the Yankees and Mets, yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
So do you think that he's going to give the Yankees a home team discount, or do you think that he's going to go with the person that pays him the most money because it's his first time ever getting paid in his career?
Well, I mean, he's making $30 million this year. May I never not be paid so well.
He's never going to get paid like he's going to get paid this offseason.
No, this is his big-time contract. What I would tell you...
I think Steve offers him more than the Yankees are willing.
Yes, I agree with that. If it just comes down to every last cent, then he will be a Met. There's no doubt about it.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think if it comes down to if he wants every last penny, then yes, he will be a Met. And so many people seem to feel that's the case. I don't know. Is it crazy that there's a number in his head that he feels he's worth, and if the Yankees match it, he'll be a Yankee? I don't think that's crazy. And I think that's plausible. I think I think it's likely. But Steve Cohen, if he wants him, would go above that number. But again, Aaron Judge is with the Yankees, and he apparently had two. We more recently found out that the Tampa Bay Rays offered him something crazy. I don't know. But we know for a fact that the San Diego Padres offered him more than the New York Yankees. So he turned down less money. It was the first time he had a chance to get paid. Now, I know he was with them for several years, but I'm just saying, we don't know. The Yankees are going to offer him a contract that I believe he will deem fair. The question is he going to be satisfied with fair, or is he going to want every last penny that he could possibly get? If that's the case, he'll be a Met. But I think nights like last night, walk-off wins, going to play the playoffs for the Yankees, I think it does have a weight. It does have value.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, it's 4:52 already. Let's just get as many calls as we can as we take it till 5 o'clock for the warm-up show. Right here on the Fan. I'm not trying to knock Lindor. I mean, the conversation came up yesterday because of that home run. It was an amazing home run. Amazing home run. To for him to be the guy who gets them off the deck there, the guy who's been doing it all year for them, plays a Gold Glove caliber shortstop. I mean, I'm not saying it's a runaway Shohei. It's not even a discussion. Don't bother me with this. It's close. Because you're right, Ohtani does not play defense. If he were pitching right now, I would get mad at you. I would say you dope. So he's pitching as well. But he's not. But the offensive season is so good. And I can't deal with the, they would have, if he wasn't with the Dodgers, they'd still be in first. We have no idea. You have no idea where they would be. They have the two top wild cards in their division. It's not an easy division. Winning the division matters, bro. Maury and Belmore. What's up, Maury? Tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is your night, bro. I don't know. How do you pick a Met voice versus a Giant voice? Hey, how you doing? Let's go, Lindor.
It's just, it comes to me.
It just, so you don't think about it.
I don't think about it. I just do. I don't think. I just do.
I love it. That's what I want to hear. This is behind the scenes with Christopher. Yeah.
Well, it's not. Right,
real quick. I was at the game last night. Volpe left 100 people on the base.
He certainly did. I'm a little
concerned about it. It's really, something doesn't seem right about him. I don't know what it is.
No. Nope.
Correa would have looked good there this year because we had a chance to get him.
Yeah, I mean, or Turner or Seager. I mean, yeah, they let them all go. Not Trevor Story, though. They made a good decision with that one.
I saw him last night. He's played 13 games with the Red Sox. That's it, 13, 1-3.
It's crazy.
So what do you do? Obviously you don't do anything this year, but we gotta figure out a way to make this work because he's been, you look at the shortstop in Queens versus the shortstop in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Night and day.
Of course.
I mean, I do think he's got a chance to win an MVP, but no, it's going to be tough with 50-50. But look, a lot of pressure, you know, Derek Jeter called him and said, hey, you got the starting job here. But since then, he's been underperforming. So I'm a little concerned.
I think the idea that next year, he's going to be handed the shortstop job to start, but the idea that Volpe is just given his third year to be the starting shortstop if he continues to perform like this offensively,
I mean, can't do that.
Unless they are a juggernaut offensively everywhere else around, and you can say, hey, he's so good defensively that it's worth it, but even then, they got Peraza in the minor leagues who's better defensively, apparently, or that's what we were told. Like, sorry, you got a hit, man. So, yeah, next year... If he's still hitting like this in June, July, there's no reason why they can't start playing Oswaldo Cabrera or Peraza or bring in someone else. Like, tough.
I was lucky enough to be in the David Cohn box last night. It's called the Perfect Suite.
Really?
Very cool.
Very nice.
Yeah, he owns it with a few other folks. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Tonight was your night, bro. Very cool. Thank you, Maury. Omar in Brooklyn. What's up, Omar?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Let me tell you. You are a very reasonable. You are a great Yankee fan. You are a homer. No, whatever. The problem is, you can, a lot of people are homers. It's not, if you are a very good, arrogant homer fan of a Yankee, you want to believe in Yankees, unless whatever the circumstances are. But you are a true Yankee fan. Yeah. And it is hurting you that there is a gentleman called Lindor that is in MVP conversation that a Mets, Judge is a... So if I start arguing with you, like, okay, Judge doesn't play defense, Judge is not an MVP candidate, I'm not going to do that because Judge is an MVP candidate and he's going to win the MVP. But Lindor, Otani doesn't play... Every time when you play a two-way offense on basketball and baseball, if you are a two-way player and you play only one side of it, and the other guy is playing two sides, he has an advantage. Then for that,
no doubt.
He plays defense. Yeah, what is it?
I agree with you. He has an advantage. Playing defense gives you, put it this way, not playing defense is a major disadvantage. There's no doubt.
So you agree with me on that point?
Of course.
You say because he has 20 more home runs, but he's not playing one side. That 50% of the game he's not playing on the defensive side.
Yes.
That is, the 20 home runs does not take that advantage. So it's not even 50-50. Yes, he's a limelight all over the world, that he is a superstar, that people don't get bored. But in reality, if you are a baseball guy, and you are a baseball guy, you should give MVP to Lindor the way he has performed and taken this team to which level they are taking.
First of all, you said the word conversation a bunch. He's the second MVP, and it's close. I'm not even saying it's not, but I understand he doesn't play. His offensive production and what he's doing is so valuable and so much better than what Lindor is doing that it trumps the idea that he's not playing in the outfield. It does for me. You have to be way better. Dave, I remember 2005, David Ortiz and Alex Rodriguez, and they were neck and neck for the MVP, and Alex Rodriguez won it because he played third base, and David Ortiz was a DH. But the numbers were relatively close. Ohtani is going to be the first player ever to have 50 home runs and steal 50 bases. He leads the league in runs scored. He leads the league in OPS. He's got 160 points higher OPS than Lindor.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Okay, you have a point, so we agree to disagree. But yeah. One question. You are leaning towards Miami last night. How about that?
What'd you say? I'm sorry, Omar, I didn't catch it.
You were leaning towards Miami Dolphins last night?
I was leaning towards them. Do you want to hear something funny? You're right.
Let's go, baby.
You're right. I was leaning towards the Dolphins, but here's the thing. And maybe I'll tweet out my bet stub. Nick Costos changed my mind. Thank you, Nick. I watched Nick Costos do a video on it, and I changed my mind. I wasn't confident in the Dolphins. I said leaning. I was leaning Dolphins. And then Nick Costos tipped me over to the other side. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate that. Everybody, have a great weekend. Fleelman, have a great weekend. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. The warm-up show is next. Let's go Giants, let's go Jets, let's go Yankees, let's go Mets. Look, I'm rhyming, I didn't even know it. Big series continues for the Yankees, big series for Philadelphia for the Mets, and obviously our two football teams in desperate need of a victory. What the hell, let's go Daniel Jones. I have no faith in you, but let's see if you can do it. Everybody enjoy your weekend, I'm out of here, bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, WFAN News.